Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we are reflecting on the readings for Good Friday, Year A. First reading, taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 13 to 53, chapter 12. Our psalm for today is Psalm 31. Second reading, taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4. Verses 14 to 16, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9, Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Passion Narrative, chapter 18, verses 1 to 19, chapter 42. The theme of our reflection is, by his death we rose out of the rubble. Prophet Isaiah reminds us in today's first reading that at one point in time, man and woman went astray like sheep without a shepherd. In other words, we were trapped under the rubble of corruption, greed, envy, impurity, vengeance, injustice, dehumanization, division, and subjugation. Thus, the Adamic nature was trapped under the rubble by the power of sin. Hence, human race lost the life it was given from the beginning and accepted death as its end. However, the giver of life had a life-giving plan. He was not going to look away. Since man could not help himself, the intervention of the Lord's power and grace became necessary for the rescue of man and woman. Thus, my brother, my sister, it was fitting for our supreme high priest, our Lord Jesus, to rescue us from underneath the rubble of sin. He humbly accepted the condition of man without sin. He was despised and rejected by men, struck down in death, and finally, he offered his own life in atonement for sin, your sin, my sin, our sin. And so, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus became the source of and pathway to eternal life. For he completed and perfected our entry into the state of unending life on the altar of the cross. Thus, Easter signifies the end of the tyrannical power of sin and the perfection of the new life obtained by our Lord Jesus on the altar of the cross. In other words, after giving in to death on the cross, our Lord Jesus entered the dangerous pile mountain of debris and passed through the narrow gap in the rubble of sin. But on the third day, he rose out of the rubble with us by his side. Thus, our Lord Jesus paid the price for our rescue on the cross, and we were infused or re-infused with unending life at Easter. He rescued us from the rubble and he gave us the breath of life again. although the miracle or the Lord's Passion and Easter might be unclear to us, we believe, based on the testimonies of the evangelists Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, that our Lord's Passion commenced in the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives, where he was arrested and led to the house of the high priest. We believe that he was tried, humiliated, and led to Golgotha, where he was crucified and died on the cross. And we also believe that our Lord Jesus was buried in a tomb, and that the tomb was empty after our rescue from the rubble of sin. And so, my brother, my sister, having been rescued and given new life, St. Paul says in today's second reading that we must be confident, especially when we venerate the Lord's cross today, which reveals the Lord's readiness to bestow his mercy once again and his love on those who ask in truth and in spirit. As we venerate the cross, remember that he rescued you, rescued us, rescued me, and will do it again from the rubble of sin and death. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.